you want to go back and open up the front, you can do that.
This is where Marine Staff Sergeant James Sides comes to find peace.
I got hurt July 15, 2012.
The IED blast in Afghanistan took his right hand and wrist. He started coming to yoga after his occupational therapy classes.
And then I started noticing after about the third or fourth session, my phantom limb pain would go away or would ease up just from doing yoga.
This yoga class isn't in a dark room with fountains and mood lighting. Far from it. But it's therapy. Sides says it provides a mental break crucial to his recovery.
When I get tense or when I get stressed, my hand acts up, and I still have my hand. He's still inside there. I can still throw up my fingernails.
Every veteran sitting on this white tile floor off Walter Reed's OT room finds a different release from practicing yoga. Teacher Daniel Hickman.
So it is adaptive yoga, which is mainly therapeutic and rehabilitative, and I don't plan. I see who shows up.
Then he adapts the class to each person's injury, checking in along the way.
Is that right?
It's nice to be here because, you know, it's making you better.
Marine Corporal Nathan Yakubishin's right leg prosthesis is propped up on the wall near his mat. His left leg is guarded by a brace, securing his femur with metal pins.
The last thing you want to do is be injured like this, and then, you know, you pull something and it sets you back of your goal.
Every wounded warrior's goal is different. For some, it's calming the mind. For others, it helps mobility.
I mean, my hips opened up a lot, you know, and my breathing's a lot better, too. Like, I've noticed my stamina's a lot better.
Keep breathing. Yeah,
Sergeant Mike Nicholson lost both his legs and part of his arm in Afghanistan last spring.
Found out it really helped me relax and also help me out with my flexibility, which actually really helps with walking. You know, on prosthetics, it really does help a lot.
All right, come on out of
Hickman
that.
Says his focus in teaching this class is keeping it open and casual.
If someone has been involved in an explosion and they're missing parts or they have added parts, they have to learn to move with this new body. So that is more the implement that guides the class than myself. I'm more like the driver.
Nicholson sees the beauty in finding what works for his own therapy.
No two people are the same, you know, when it comes to injuries. So, yeah, they work with each person individually to make sure that you can still participate in as many exercises as possible.
Yoga is good for you.
Yes. I think everyone should at least try it.
Read more about these veteran stories and see photos at WTOP.com today. Click the Living tab. Megan Clougherty, WTOP News. Pause for a moment.